with the Lord. And right now, the young sister of Mama Annie is taking care of the children, and we have also a bunch of people who are taking care of all our children and all the families there. The churches also are doing very good. As you know, we have three churches now, and everybody's doing fine.
Some of you don't know Pastor Didier. If you haven't been here before, he's from the Democratic Republic of Congo. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
Yes.
He is involved with Compassion for Congo Ministry, which is a ministry supported by our church. He is one of my favorite people on the planet. He is my my dear brother.
Thank you. There's several
special kids here who came through the Kitumani Children's Home through the where DDA ministers there. And so there's a very special connection that many of us have with him. Maybe tell a little bit about your family. You have some other children also. And then how many children are in the Kitumani Children's
Home? Yeah, right now we have 13 children, three babies, and three boys, and the seven girls. The three babies, we just got them recently. One of them is Joseph. We got him when he was 2 weeks. And I was here last year when Mama Annie, they brought the baby, baby Joseph home to the orphanage. And baby Elise, now baby Joseph is one year. And baby Elise was 2 weeks old or so when we got her. Now she's eight months, Elise. 8 months. And baby Didier, he has my name because he had a big head. I say, oh, I have a big head too. It will match. Let me just give him my name so that we cannot go far. And it was 4 days when we got him. And the hospital, the burgomaster just called us, said there is an abandoned baby in the hospital. And we went there after 4 days. And now he's 3 months. And he's 3 months now. They are doing really good. And the Lord is helping them from your prayers. Yeah. And baby Joseph and Elise found a family here, and they will be adopted. They are adopted by the Gurzies, and baby Didier found also a family from Concord. Yeah, and Patrick, Lucien, and Jean-Claude are also adopted by the Browns. I think Patrick, Lucien, and Jean-Claude, you will see them very soon. God willing, before the end of this year, we are praying hard. We finished almost everything. They have the judgment of adoption, the act of adoption, everything is there. But now we need to go to Kinshasa so that we can finalize, have the visa so that we can. And three girls also, Astrid and Charlene, have also a family that is adopting them from Jackson. Now we have eight children ready to leave the orphanage, and this is a very good news.
Do you know, Didier, how many children have already come to America?
24 children. Plus my son, 25.
And, many of them are in Northern California, some in different parts of California, and a couple different states. DDA is also, if you don't know, a pastor. He is involved in training leaders there in three or four churches?
Three churches.
Three churches. Mm-hmm. Can you tell a little bit about the churches also?
Yes. We started in 2006. And when we started, it was just very, very simple, many difficulties. But now we have, we started the first church. And after that, I went to start the second church. When we make a step, there is a brother that we are training to take care of the church, the second church and the third church. The good news is we are not renting anymore. We have our churches are in the property that we own now, the mission own, and things are doing good. I wanted to pray for one thing. This is so very important. 95% of the couples in our three churches are not married. They are just living together as a wife, but they are not married. Many of them have even 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, but they are not married. We have been, now people are growing in the Word of God, and they discover that they are living in sin. And now we are praying so hard so that God can help us to fix that. We are planning to bring the burgomaster to the church, and we will marry all of them the same day. And we will have one ceremony, and we do that. Yeah, this is one thing that we are praying for. But God is good. We are training. We have church there every day. You know, there is no job in Congo. 83% of the population don't have job. And now we said, okay, we are losing nothing. We don't have job. You just come, we will pray. Every day we have church. I'm teaching Tuesday. I'm teaching the women Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and on Saturday I'm leading the choirs, two choirs, and on Sunday we have my day of rest is only Monday. And believe me, I'm very happy when I do that. When I don't do that, I'm sick. This is what we are doing. The three churches are growing. Our pastors are going to the seminars. We have one in Kinshasa. Judex is in Kinshasa, in the seminary where I went to. Because the seminary is encouraging all the students who are doing something, who are very active in the field. Yeah, there is a home for students there, is learning there. And the three are Stefan Junior and Mickey are going. Mickey will finish this year. He spent 5 years in the seminary. And this is so very good.
I think it would be good if I show you, we have some videos that will help fill out what he was just talking about. So let's go ahead and start. Just a few minutes of video here.
Yeah. Okay. We are in church one. That's right. Yeah. I would like. I'm Pastor T.J. Mukochi, and I'm taking care of the community missionary church here in Lubumbashi. We have three churches. One church in Lobelobe, in about 15 minutes from here. One church in Kalubwe, in about 45 minutes from here. And one church here. This is the church two, and the church two is the second church that we planted in Lubumbashi. And Pastor Stefan and Mama Patricia and the family, we have Bebe Glody and the elder sister, they are taking care of the church. And we wanted to introduce them so that you may have an idea about what we are doing here. Okay, now we will. I will let you.
And I wish for that. Justine and Mama Sylvie are taking care of the very small, our three babies. We have three babies here. And we have Joseph, Jojo. Joseph is sleeping here. This is the of Elise. Elise and Joseph are the children of the Gurzies. This is where. My family. Now I'm going to introduce to you Mama Nana, the woman who is helping us here with Mama Annie and the children. Yes, Mama Nana is there. Mama Nana is there. She's getting ready to prepare. The vegetable for everybody. Some children are helping. Mama Nana Yambo. Some children are helping. Chancel, Charlene, and Anita. They are helping her. She's cooking for all the compound. Thank you. I will introduce to you Pastor Mickey and his wife, but also we will sing for you. And now in Church 1, I am the pastor of this church. Now we will sing with my choir, and we are so very happy to do that for the glory. Okay, we are from the church. Now we came to visit with Pastor Mickey Kanshie, who is now the pastor of Church 3. Pastor Mickey is working with Junior. Junior is the elder, and they are working together. This is the house of Pastor Mickey. Pastor Nicky is there, and his wife, Mama Sandra. And Mama Sandra has a baby who is now 2 weeks. The Lord is adding people in our community. As you can see, there are some problems. Yeah, we want just to introduce them to you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord.
This is church number 3, and we had some part in the last year or so in helping to build this church, so you can have some shots of this church. You are This is where Elder Junior is staying.
And Mama Nadine, Church 3. And Ariel.
More clip of some of the children singing. skip forward, maybe two skips. What are they singing? Without sanctification, no one will see the Lord, is what they're singing.
Yeah.
Is that Elisa in the...
Elisa is there.
And Imani? Or your son? Is your son also in the...
Yes, in red. And that is the factory. LeBron.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So that gives you a little more of a picture of what's going on there. Let me just ask you a little bit, Didier. How did God give you a heart for the fatherless or the orphan children? Can you share a little bit how God moved in your heart to want to help the orphans and the children?
Yeah, it was in 1994. This is where I received that. I was not married yet. Yeah, as you know, I spent some time on the street, and it was very tough. And this is where I met the person who helped me to know God. I think I told you about this story many times, to Rhoda. She's living now in Indiana. And in 1994, the Lord gave me that vision and said, Didier, what are you going to do if I help you? I said, if you help me, I will help also others the same way that you helped me. And this is how things started. And when I met with Mama Annie, my wife, I share with her about that. And before even we got married, and we said, God will give us many children from our own, but he will give us also many other children. And it was like simple words, but when the year were passing, and in 2001, then we started. We started in Kinshasa, helping the houseless children, the children from the street. But it was very, very difficult ministry, because this is there and this is there, and we said, "Oh, we will not afford it." God, we don't think, give us orphans and abandoned children, so that we can give them to those who would like to adopt them. I think God was very happy with that prayer, and God started sending us children like that. Yeah, this is how we started. It's just in brief. Yeah, the vision, I received the vision in 1994, and as the year was passing, the vision was growing also. And we didn't have money to take care of those children, but as it was from God, God put us on the way of many people, including you, so that we can realize that.
What are some of the things that you do to help the children when they come sometimes from hard places? What does a week look like, or what are some things you and the ladies are doing to help these children who have lost their parents?
Yeah, the first weeks, the first month is the most difficult. Yeah, because the child, we receive a child, or most of them, they are very sick when they come. We need to take them to the hospital first to make sure that they can become a little bit normal. And where they come from, they don't have food. Now, when we give them food, they are vomiting all the time because their stomach are not used to eat. And also, we give them much attention. You know, when they come, you need to be close to them. And just to, in French, we said, le mettre en confiance, put them in trust. I don't know if I trust. Yeah, you put the child in trust that they can understand that he's in a very safe place. You will not hurt them. The Lord gave us many capacities to do that. And after 1 month, 2 months, they trust us so very much. And then this is what we have. Mamani is taking care to the very little when they come. The first 2 months, they are living in our room. And when after two months, then we can give them to other people. But now we concentrate all our effort at the property. We have two very godly women who are helping. One is helping at night. She is a widow, Mama Sylvie. And the other one is married, helping during the daytime. Yeah, and at the orphanage, we have also a woman, Mama Chantal, who is working almost 24 hours. Yeah, she's there all the time. And we have also other people who are helping us.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are some important things for, you have some children who are not yet adopted, for American parents who are thinking about adoption. What are some important things for Christian parents who want to adopt to think about?
Yes, I think we always encourage people who like to adopt to come and adopt. It's so very important. Even if our country is having a problem now, we don't have a government right now. We have a president and a prime minister, but we don't have a government. You just imagine, many problems in the country, but we said we are children of God. We need to decide to believe in what the Bible says or to not believe in the Bible. But we decided to believe in what the Bible says. The Bible says nothing is impossible to those who believe. Nothing is impossible, especially when you are doing something good. That's why today the embassy wrote to one of the parents here saying that don't adopt. There is no adoptions. But I wrote a letter. I said, there is adoption. And God sometimes is beyond our word, our faith. And you come by faith. If you want to adopt, come by faith. Pastor Phil did it by faith. The Wilmars did it by faith. I think it was not easy with the adoption because this is from God. And the enemy, Satan, will like to fight it. Even if we had peace, he will always fight what is giving glory to God. Yeah, that's why we just do it by faith. When you want to adopt, you will be in contact with the people who are here, who are leading Compassion for Congo, and also people who are adopted. They can orient you. They can give you some advices. It's a very difficult and complicated process, but with our God, it became easy. You will have to wait a little bit, yeah. But we will have, when the eight will leave, we will have some children left who need a home. Now, when they will leave, we will bring some others to the orphanage.
And some people may not know the situation, but adoptions are going through in the court system, but there is an agency that's not letting the children leave the country. Mm-hmm. Have you heard more? Is it just continue to pray for that, or is there...
No, there is now an agency. The name of the agency is Adopt Me.
Okay.
The only agency that is doing adoption now is that agency. I found that agency in Kinshasa. I was in contact with my friends who are also doing adoption. I said, we are blocked. Parents would like to adopt, but there is no, the agencies are not willing to help them. I say, no, I will put you in contact with an agency. And she put me, but because she's a lady, she put me in contact, and I sent those contacts to Pastor Paul, and Pastor Paul wrote to them, and they accepted to do that. But now, because of the traffic of the children, They are very strict. It's not the way it used to be. It's very, very strict. They will ask all the details. And the consul himself is coming even to Lubumbashi to go to the committee to do the investigation. The investigation is no longer somebody that the embassy is sending, but himself, the consul is coming to Lubumbashi and do the investigation. Yeah, which means, but we are well known. We are respected, as you have no idea. People trust us very much, our orphanage. With the pictures that Mama Jocelyn is doing, the books, we have them. When we show people, we are the only orphanage who is doing that. And when we show them that, they are just quiet. Yeah, and we are very respected at the court. The mayor, the burgomaster, everybody is respecting us because of what we are doing. But we have the only agency is Adopt Me, I think in Texas, something like that, who can help. But we need to have, it's taking a little bit longer because the embassy is asking many things, and my country also want to make sure that it's not a traffic of the children.
With the things going on with the government, and I know there's also war in different parts of Congo, are you safe where you are? And then how is your health? How is your physical health doing?
This is a good question. In the middle of the country, this is the first time that we have that phenomenon. I don't know what is the name.
Phenomena.
Yeah, phenomenal. Yeah. In the middle, we have two provinces that I can call state, Kasai, and too much killing there. You heard recently that there is two white people from UN who got killed there. It's in that part. They are killing the children from 9 to 30, yeah, all the male. Yeah, because they are against the power. Everybody is against the system that we have now, but them, they are showing it in the very extreme way. Now also the power say, okay, we will fight because we don't want to leave the power. That part is very red, is blood all the time. But now in Lubumbashi, there is now another phenomenon. The phenomenon is you are at night in your house, you see the militaries in uniform. They are doing the patrol, but they can jump the wall and come to you and say, we will not harm you, but you just give us all what you have. Yeah, they can ask for money. Yeah, I think there is a tailor who want to come to Congo. I explained to him all these things yesterday. I said, right now, if you come to Congo, you need to stay in town. In town, there is security, nice road. They are afraid to go there because they can follow them easily. But where I live is in the compound. No road, bad road there. It's dark, very, very dark. And Pastor Phil knows. And they can kill you. You will just be like a chicken, and nobody will investigate because they are dealing with their superior, their colonel. They're sending them, okay, you do this. And if they have a problem, then they will protect them. A month before I come, just our neighbor, they attacked him, but they didn't know that our neighbor had a gun. We had exchange of bullet. Just our neighbor, he has a big house, and we didn't know that he had a gun. And just imagine too much noise of the gun. We could not sleep that day, that night. Yeah, this is the phenomenon that. But remember, the children of Israel in Egypt were living in this small place called Goshen. When everything was not good, they were safe, only because the Lord was with them. Yeah, even here, I don't know if you are safe. that everywhere in the world, the world is losing the safety, and it will become worse, 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 worse. But in Jesus, we are safe. No matter where you are, even if you are in Syria, you will be safe when you are with Jesus. But we need to have that faith. That's why this is what is happening now. And I say to people, when you come now to Congo, short time. Because if they know that you stay there, you are white man, means money in my country. He said, and or they can say you are a spy. Yes? Spy said, white man, you can explain to them that no, he's a missionary. If you can spend 1 month, 2 months, they will understand. But if it's a long period of time, they will say, no, there is a problem. Now they will come, becoming. And you know, we don't fear for your security when you come there, but we fear for our own security. Especially I have girls now. They are growing. And, you know, they can come to ask for money, and my girls are very beautiful, you know. And they can change their mind and abuse them. And this will be a very bad souvenir. To avoid that, the Lord said, be cautious when you are in this world. Your happiness depends on the way you will be cautious. Yeah. We will keep receiving our visitors from America, but for a short time. If it's a long time, more than 2 months, then we will find a small apartment in town. There, we are sure that you will be safe.
So I know Pastor Dede wants to sing a little bit to us, but maybe before we do that, how can we, you mentioned some ways we can pray for the church and what you just described. How else can we pray, or if people want to help, what are some ways we can do that?
Yesterday I was just talking with Makiese, Mama Jocelyne. I said to her, in your house there is like a trash, a big trash, many old clothes, and if you have old clothes in your house, old clothes mean what you can wear, but you decided to not wear it anymore. There is a place that you can throw it. We people from Africa, when we come here, we prefer to eat even what is falling from your table. It will be enough for us. And we need a lot of clothes, not only for the church, even for our neighbors, even for Mufunga Sampwe. There is a village where our children are coming from. People are walking naked. And I said, if I go to your garage, I see many things that you don't use. You are spoiled here. You are spoiled. But sometimes you take it for granted. I said, you can even complain. As I one day we were in the car, somebody's complaining, you know, they are having our taxes, but they don't fix the road. I looked at him. I said, you guy. You are complaining about the road here in America. This is not the road. These are beds. People can even sleep there. I said, okay, don't complain. When you will come to Congo or to Africa, you will understand how you are blessed. Yeah, we need clothes for people there. They can cover their body, but also if you can help us to normalize to the marriage of the couples who are not married. In my country there is a diary, but when it's many years like that, it will not be a diary anymore, just a symbol to make sure that the both family agreed. If you pregnant my daughter, I will give you my daughter, but with a bad heart. I say, what you did to my daughter, when you will have a daughter, it will happen also to your daughter. Many word of curse, and the word in Africa has power. If somebody said a word to you, it will happen. Because the enemy is using that word to harm people. But now, to take away those words, as a pastor, I need to go to talk to the family, to give him a symbol, a gift, so that he cannot be upset anymore. This is something. Also, we are sending our student to the seminar. Compassion for Congo is supporting three, but we send also one by our own, because we said it's too much to just. But we said to Annie, let's take that risk to send Judex to Kinshasa. Yeah, we are paying something every month to support him, so that he can. It's a very good place. It's a very good place. Yeah, if you can pray for us. For things like that. And also, my health, I don't know what I can have. We are sick, all of us here. Who is in good health here? I don't think anybody is complaining from something. But the degree is a little bit different. Some years ago, I had a problem with my stomach. I could not eat. Everything I was eating was hurting. I was not feeling like I'm in my skin. It was very, but when I came here, you helped me. It was a bad diet, bad food, but I explained the problem to you. You helped me. Now I have good food. I don't eat fufu as I used to eat. Now I eat soft food, and now. I'm doing fine by the grace. Sometimes I feel like I'm weak, but I said, oh, this is the way things are in this world. In America, when you are sick, you go to the hospital. But in Africa, when we are sick, we pray. Because if you go to the hospital, it will get worse.
Do you want to share a little bit about the, you had a problem with some of the children, the beds and different?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our babies are in the guest house. They are protected. We are doing our best to put them in the condition much better. Our children in the orphanage, they were just too many. Now, they are bed bugs that affected all our beds. If you see in the video, you will see that we try with the medicine, we try, but we failed. Finally, we just put them out. We are just putting the mattress on the floor, and during the daytime, we put it on the sun, so that the eggs cannot. Yeah, but we need to replace them. We need some help to replace all those beds.
So as we're gonna pray for them, obviously, and our time is up here. I think maybe we can ask you if you would like to sing during our worship service. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I will sing one song.
Okay.
Yes.
But if you would like to help in any of those things, for now, why don't you just talk to me afterwards, and we can we'll have to arrange the details on that. But I want to make sure we pray for you right now.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for sharing, brother.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So maybe we can pray for your family.
Yeah, Vene, we will need down here. And, on peut
pray.
Yeah. We prefer to kneel down.
Sure. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, your word says we ought to support people like this who have gone out for the sake of your name. And Lord Didier and Mama Annie and his not only his son here, but his children in Congo, Lord, are ministering for the sake of your name. And I just pray, Lord, that you would encourage them in their time here together in this special time for their son's graduation and seeing your hand in that miracle, and And even in allowing Mama Annie to come, we know that was no small thing, but you are a big God. Lord, we pray that you would keep the churches safe while they are here. We pray for the families and the churches, Lord, these people who want to do things right, and their culture and even some of the families until this point have made that very difficult. But Lord, I pray that you would allow these people to be married, that you would do whatever needs to take place. And we pray and that you would also strengthen the churches while DDA is gone, that you would not allow any spiritual attacks, and that you would just protect them and the unity of the church. We pray for those precious children that we have seen. We pray that you would continue to keep them safe, that you would help provide for them even through this trip and through the generosity of your people, but also through our prayers. And Lord, we pray for those children who have been adopted and their government is not allowing them to leave the country yet. We pray, Lord, this year, as DDA shared, we want to pray in faith that you would allow these children to come home this year, even as you allowed some to come home last year. And we just ask, Lord, your blessing on Pastor Stefan, Pastor Mickey, and the other brothers, the elder that we saw. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless and encourage the Makochi family and Kitumani and all of those they minister with. We pray this in the mighty and merciful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Do you want to sing now or in the church? Okay. So DDA is going to sing now.
The song that I'm going to sing is my new song, but it's inspired from the book of Psalm 121. You know, it's very easy to be inspired in my context in Congo, because you are surrounded with many problems. But here I remember, when you have a problem, you know that you need to look at the Lord, and the Lord is always near. He said, "I will help you." But we have many problems. Physical problem, financial, but also moral problem. Now, things are going down, and we want to ask for God's help. I will sing in Lingala. Oh, can I have my book? Thank you, Pastor. Yeah. Yes, that's it. So fine. Okay, yeah. Nasemboli miso naliko lo esikalo biko nanga ekota lo biko nanga ekota na yo mokonzi yo kakolela nangai nafukami liboso na ekulu. Esika makila na yo etangaki, yo ganga kete maso eko kisa ame, kolo pangusa biso linangai. Yo kerangai mwana, yonde mosungi nangai, mokonzi yo kelanga ina ye yo kelanga mwana yonde mosungi nanga Yesu e yo kali bonde lina mokonzi yo kelanga ina ye nafukami liboso na ekolusu nzambe na bomoi esika makila na yo etangaki eyokangaki te maso ekokisa mi kolopangusa lisoli na nga yaka mosungi ya kokamwa yo nde libanga na bomo yaka mobundi mpe molongi mokonzi yo nde epemelo na nga natali na nzela na ekulusu bandeko basi bazali kolela kolela mpona mbino mpe na bana po ete monguna atelemi mabe tala bondumba ya somo na mokili o yesu mipepe mbonge bambula makasi yawe soki otiki libota ekokweya nzambe kolopangusa bisoli na nga yozali moi ya bosengembu yozali nguba na bomo yesu e yo nde liziba ya basantu sunganga kati na mabe yozali moi ya bosembo yozali nguba na bomo yo nde liziba lya basanga yesu sunganga kati na mabe amen.